Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congressman Seth Moulton insists there are enough House Democrats on his side to block Nancy Pelosi from becoming the next House Speaker. Moulton, the Salem Democrat, is among a group of lawmakers calling for new party leadership. But there are signs that their Block Pelosi campaign is weakening ahead of a caucus vote today. WBUR's Anthony Brooks spoke to Moulton this week and has this story.
The fight will come to a head today when Democrats vote to nominate who will lead them in the House. Right now, Nancy Pelosi is the only candidate, so she will become the nominee. And she insists she'll have the support to become the next Speaker when the entire House votes in January. But Seth Moulton says maybe not.
Do you have the votes to stop her right now?
We do. I mean, that's a simple fact, the math. In fact,
what's the number? What does the math say?
We gained 7 votes in the pro-change group just over Thanksgiving break.
In fact, the math is changing by the day. Last week, Moulton was among 16 Democrats, current and newly elected members of the House, who signed a letter saying they were committed to new leadership. Since then, Pelosi has persuaded at least one of those members to support her. She also won the support of Marcia Fudge, the Ohio congresswoman who Moulton hoped would challenge Pelosi for Speaker. So as Moulton insists the pro-change effort is alive and well, Pelosi, a master vote counter and negotiator, is quietly building her support, while Moulton and his fellow rebels have no candidate to oppose her.
Unfortunately, the political reality of the stranglehold that our current leadership team has in the House is that no one wants to step up before it's clear that they're going to step down.
Well, you're one of the leaders of this push. Why not you? Why not put yourself forward?
Pelosi has tried to dub me one of the leaders of this. This is a broad-based sentiment in the caucus. A lot of people have come forward and called for change, and we've been looking for a good candidate, but I've made it clear from the very beginning that I'm not going to run.
The campaign against Pelosi has angered many. Here's Issa Leshko, who was among a number of women who criticized Moulton at a town hall meeting in Amesbury last week.
The American people sent a clear message that we want women and people of color to lead. Seth Moulton is willing to risk all of that in order to oust Nancy Pelosi from her leadership role.
That sentiment is widely shared among Democratic women, according to Susan Tracy, a Democratic political strategist in Boston. Tracy says she understands Moulton's call for new leadership, but she says trying to take down Pelosi sends the wrong message right now.
When people think about Clinton's loss to Donald Trump, and they say, we lost the most qualified person, perhaps, who's ever run for president. So I think you have women in particular who feel very frustrated at the notion of challenging Nancy Pelosi when she's just had a very successful election.
Tracy notes that of the 16 current and future members of Congress who signed the letter opposing Pelosi, 14 were men. Moulton says the opposition is diverse and includes women and progressives. And it also includes Congressman Stephen Lynch of Boston, who told WCVB that Democrats must offer a new direction.
We risk losing the majority in the House. We risk having Trump elected for another 4 years if the Democrats don't offer a new direction for the Democratic Party.
Pelosi is responding to these concerns and promising reforms in the House come January. But Seth Moulton says people voted for change in this last election and that the party needs to reflect that change at the top. Former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank disagrees with that analysis.
He apparently is denying that a change in control of the House from a very right-wing dominated Republican to a much more progressive Democrat, he says that's not change. Well, that's very important change.
I think they voted for a lot more than that. I don't think that just simply flipping the majority is enough.
Again, Seth Moulton, who says his call for a new generation of leaders is about updating the Democratic Party's agenda.
Democrats are the party of the future. We should be legislating on things like privacy and social media. Right now, the Europeans are setting the rules of the game. We need to deal with the automated workforce and the fact that our education isn't set up to respond to the demands of the new automated workforce, that so many Americans are finding themselves automated out of their jobs. And we need people who understand the tragedies of today, like gun violence.
In a sign that he might be softening his position, Moulton says this isn't only about Pelosi. He and his fellow rebels are calling for negotiations with her in an effort to move younger Democrats into the party leadership. It's not clear if they'll get what they want from Pelosi, who says she will be the next speaker. no matter what Seth Moulton says. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.